Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Well, we better bring in Chuck Carney. He'll bring some sanity to this massive discussion here on a Wednesday. He's the director of public relations. The good doctor is in on a Wednesday. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing okay. That's asking a lot for me to bring sanity to this, so I'll just...
Well, since I'm alone, I can't use the voices in my head, so I'll have to use the voices coming across my Zoom. Good to see you, as always. Kellum's, I don't know when we'll see him again. Maybe he's on daylight savings. Maybe he'll be back when we spring forward in March. We know he's working, but we always play our favorite game to get things going here on a Wednesday. What is Dr. Chuck wearing today? Is it, oh my gosh, it's unbelievably busy and he has things to do all day? Is it, well, he's been busy today and it looks like he is layering down? Or it's just a relaxing Wednesday and it's a casual professional look? I'll let you spin the wheel. And all right, it's A, B, or C. Dr. Chuck, take it away. Today's answer is...
Well, it's my ever ready to put on a tie shirt. So, and for those of you who really want to cheat at this game, bear in mind that we do a weekly webinar at noon on Wednesdays with Dr. Aaron Carroll on the COVID pandemic. And so I'm always going to have that dress shirt ready there for that. And generally, unless something else comes up where I have to do an imminent TV interview or anything after that, then I take the tie off, take the jacket off. But one of these days, I'm going to wear something like, you know, the puffy shirt from the Seinfeld episode.
That's right, pirate shirt.
Yeah, so, you know, and do my Seinfeld voice just to liven things up.
Well, you know, you don't have to you don't have to make an appointment. You don't have to give me forewarning. And this is what people don't understand, and we'll explain it to them. You and I are not on the phone or the Zoom all day long. I literally hit you up at the final commercial break because I'm not going to waste your time. So this is not something that you and I have just we're familiar with all day. This is basic. This is breaking fashion news is what this is.
That's right. But we don't leave the Zoom line open all day, although there are days that I feel that way. I actually have tomorrow one of these days where, and I know so many people at IU have these same days, I have something along the order of 7 different Zoom meetings. I had 2 of them scheduled at once until I realized I needed to change one of those today. So, you know, it's kind of how life is now.
It is. We had a busy program yesterday, and I'm trying to get everything arranged. And we just run out of hours in the day sometimes. You know, I'm not going to watch the Dodgers at 11:30 and watch the World Series and work at the same. I'm not going to do that. Yeah. We had 5 guests on yesterday. 5. We're going to have 3 today. So, well, and if you include happy hour, it's even more than that. So we're just everybody's busy for having a pandemic around here. But as you mentioned, every Wednesday is very important. We talked to the mayor yesterday. He's always looking forward to with one eye on what happens Wednesday. And that is because Dr. Carroll and the IU dashboard comes up. So that's where we start every Wednesday. Dr. Chuck, good news or bad news today?
Well, you know, it's a little up, but it's not anything that's alarming at this point. And when you look at it in the context of the state of Indiana, as you have just heard from the governor, boy, we're doing really well comparatively, and even not comparatively, we're doing well. So the new dashboard that came out to date has a prevalence rate for IU Bloomington, and that's the positivity rate with the prevalence out to the entire population of IU Bloomington. It's 1.1%. So it was 0.6% last week. So it's up a little over 0.5%. And, you know, we don't like to see that, but it's important to bear in mind that that this is still really, really low. And when you start looking, I think the prevalence rate for Indiana is somewhere, I'm not going to guess at that. I think I saw it, but it's not good. And
I saw 7.1 for, and then I saw 13 for the uniques. So
yeah, 7 is the figure that I was thinking.
That's not good.
So, you know, as we said here, I think last week, you can make a case that an IU campus within the state of Indiana is a safer place to be than any other place in the state of Indiana. And there is a case to be made for that because of the fact that we've done this frequent testing over and over again, and that has allowed us to keep a handle on things. So, you know, the worry, of course, is that we live in Indiana. We are not able to separate ourselves from the state as a whole, of course. And while still Monroe County is actually doing better than some of the other counties, it is, of course, going up a little bit. And we have to be very, very careful. And so it's troubling, but we're still holding steady. We're still doing what we intended to do and are doing throughout the semester, and we're going to continue to do that. And with that, as we talked about last week, we now have a testing lab open on the Bloomington campus. And so that's going to increase our ability to do more tests and do them more quickly, and that should help as well.
Now, you talked about Indiana being just slightly up. We were slightly up, what was it, a couple weeks ago? Was this up more than that up? Which way is up?
Are you talking about the campus rate?
Correct.
Is slightly up?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's slightly up. So last week we were down slightly. We were up slightly the week before after four straight weeks of going down. And last week was actually the lowest rate that we had had for positivity in the entire semester. So we have been consistently low. This is not surprising when you look at the results of the state as a whole and breaking it down a little bit in the positivity rates for communal living houses. Those are up a little bit. The positivity rates from on residence halls are actually down in the exact same, it's the reverse of the prevalence rate, 1.1% last week, 0.6% this week. The students who don't live in organizational houses, that is slightly down. And all the other off-campus students is up by 0.1%. So it's a really slight rise, but it's off-campus students that we're seeing the very slight rise. Again, just 0.1%, but that's not surprising given that we have this rise in Indiana overall.
Dr. Chuck Carney is our guest, the Director of Media Relations for Indiana University. And obviously people saw all the photos going around social media. If they weren't downtown or at the stadium on Saturday night, Indiana defeats Penn State. Would the testing numbers you see today on the dashboard reflect after those gatherings, or is that something we need to look forward down the road? Personally, I didn't see any groups more than 20 or 30 in there. I mean, are we making too big of a deal about this, Chuck?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be hesitant to say that we should make no deal out of it. But you know, the group that gathered at Memorial Stadium was there for a matter of maybe 15 to 20 minutes.
Sure, it wasn't a rock concert where they're there for 3 hours. And
yeah, it was a group of maybe 100. They were outside. Now, not all of them were wearing masks. Is it something we discourage? Absolutely, it is. And so the same circumstances fit for anybody who violates the health protocols that we have set forth. It is possible that somebody could face a sanction for that. But, you know, we're not out there looking to punish people because Michael Penix outstretched his arm and was successful. It's, you know, as I joked earlier today, no good IU football win goes unpunished. But we're not looking to do that. But we do want to emphasize to students that this is not what we are here to do in this circumstance.
So you were happy there weren't 5,000 people at Showalter Fountain jumping around like a bunch of...
Yeah, that's actually what I was wondering about, and that didn't seem to happen. There was, I think, one other off-campus gathering near campus that IUPD dispersed that was a group of people above the limit. But it was overall, we're still talking about groups that are a small percentage of the student population. And so overall, I don't think we'll see a problem. And again, going back to what we do, our mitigation testing would catch that if that cropped up pretty quickly. And we were already ramping up our student testing.
Excellent. And then the other part of the weekend that I asked Mayor Hamilton about, and I will ask you about, The Kilroy is on Kirkwood, one of the most famous watering holes here in our fair town. Was going to open, decided not to open. Was that by any influence of Indiana University, or was that on their own accord? Did you have any discussions with them, making any suggestions about perhaps how that should be? Is that the role of the university to be involved in private business? I know they have an interesting situation there.
Well, as far as I know, that was totally a decision on their own. And, you know, I think that certainly they would do well to pay attention to what is going on campus and off campus and the current circumstances. But I don't think that was done after a consultation with IU. As far as I know, that's not the case.
Chuck Carney, the doctor, checking in from Indiana University. Three big things. We have more than three big things. That was my fault. I misnamed the segment long, long ago, not knowing that we would be loaded for bear as we move forward through 2020. But we do appreciate the updates every Wednesday just after 3:35. And the IU Angel Network, I'm not familiar with what that is, and they're investing in something called Car Advice, and I have no idea what that is. So you're the right man for the job here on a Wednesday at 3:48.
Well, the Angel Network is something that helps fund startups that usually have some sort of IU connection, IU alumni, and it's really something that through IU Ventures, IU puts capital into things to help IU alumni help them get their businesses going or take it to a next level. So the latest part of that is this thing called Car Advise, which started in 2015. It's based in Chicago, has nearly a 500,000 users, but this round of funding, it was raised, and that's how they do it. They raised this money from the IU Angel Network so that they're able to grow the business. And what they do, Car Advise users who sign up can price maintenance and repairs, book appointments, and get real-time updates on vehicle status, and that allows them to save money on the repairs. It ties into the mechanics who are tied into the software, and they are able to connect directly with the consumer, and they don't have to do a bunch of phone calls, and you know, you miss somebody and it takes a couple of days. And so it saves money on their end as well. It's just a smarter way of doing it. And I will tell you, I was not familiar with them either. And I've been looking into this because there is nothing I hate more than spending money on car repairs. It just seems like a good idea. But so it's a couple of alumni who have started this. I'm looking for the first name, Ben Londergan, who's the chief operating officer. Actually, he is the alumni behind this, who holds a bachelor's degree from the Kelly School of Business. There is a graduate of the Kelly School of Business Ben has a bachelor's degree in mathematics. Kelly School of Business grad Jason Neerman is an advisor on strategy and business development. So a good IU business that the IU Ventures has gotten behind, and they helped them raise this money through the IU Angel Network.
The Angel Network. Very nice. Now I know exactly what that means. You can tell I haven't been a part of a lot of startups where I would run into such wonderful people. Halloween's right around the corner. The greatest comment or Facebook meme I've heard in the last couple days is, why do we have to move our clocks back an hour in 2020? Can't we move them forward again just so we're 1 hour closer to it being finished? But we've got some ghost stories from around IU Bloomington as we turn October into November.
So, yeah, if you go to our newsroom page, news.iu.edu, you can read all about this. The IU Archives has all kinds of Halloween tales, and there are a lot of legends on the Bloomington campus. I mean, you have Gothic limestone buildings that have been around for more than 100 years. You're for sure going to have these. So there are all kinds of things, but even with the newer buildings, there's one about two female students who stayed in McNutt Quad during Christmas break years ago, and they heard on the reports on the radio about a hatchet man on campus. One student left to get some food. The other heard something, thought that it was a practical joke. Then an unfortunate circumstance befell the other student. The hatchet man was never caught. By the way, this is not something that I've seen a verified report about, but it's a ghost story. There's supposed to be a ghost of a young woman wearing a yellow dress who haunts Reed Hall. A legend is that her boyfriend did her in a fit of rage after a party and left her in a tunnel that runs underneath Reed and Wright quads. I'm not sure what that tunnel
is. You can neither confirm this nor deny it.
Yeah, these are all legends, but I'm not sure that any of them have anything to them, but you can find these. These stories are recounted in this news.iu.edu story. And the IU Archives, of course, has digitized ghost stories, and they've been collected by the College of Arts and Sciences Department of Folklore and Ethnomusicology. And they've done these ghost walks for years across campus. Those are, I don't think, happening physically right now, but the IU Archives has done those.
They are happening metaphysically. That's what we're doing on Halloween. See, that's a three-syllable word for Dr. Chuck Carney. Got to throw him a few curveballs. What's on the agenda for class today?
You were talking about PR plans, so I'm hoping to figure out exactly how I'm going to do that in class.
Oh, you're the man. We don't worry about that at all.
Yeah, so you got to have a plan.
Excellent, my friends. Well, you know what? Dennis James usually did a Halloween something? We're doing that online somewhere.
Being done through the IU Auditorium virtually. And I forget the date, but that is on the IU Auditorium webpage.
Yeah, just go there and take a look. And if not, you'll be able to see it, I would think, all weekend long, because why would they just want to put it up there once? It's not like it's live, like you got to have Dennis in the building. You can just you put the video up and let it go. So go check that out, iuauditorium.com, if that's one of the Halloween traditions that you've also like around Indiana University. Yeah. One of our favorite. Go ahead.
I would throw in, too, they just did on Monday night a special with Straight No Chaser, the IU alums, where they were talking about their new Christmas album. Now, I break out in a rash hearing Christmas music before Thanksgiving.
Well, your connection's going bad here, Chuck. I can't. You're talking about Christmas?
Yeah, you have the same rash.
I don't like it. I haven't even eaten my Halloween candy yet. I'm not ready for stockings and sleigh rides and anything else just yet.
I love Straight No Chaser, but I cannot hear Christmas music before the Christmas season starts. It's just not something I can do.
But if you are one of those who can, again, you will find that at iuauditorium.com. Social Christmasing is there. Well, that's a pretty good, clever name for a Christmas album here in 2020. All right, affix your jacket with the elbow pads or whatever else you need to do to get ready for academia. We always appreciate the insight in time. And when we talk to you next, it will be November 4th, which is very interesting to say out loud. Have a great Halloween, my friend.
All right, thank you. You too.
Chuck Carney, the good doctor. He's always in Wednesday afternoons at 3:35, the Director of Media Relations for Indiana University. Dr. Chuck Carney, we appreciate Chuck being with us.